Hey there, we're really psyched that you like Alt Latino. And if you're looking for more to listen to, check out NPR One. The suggestions in NPR One are hand-curated to help you find the best from public radio where you live and beyond. News and podcasts, NPR One is ready when you are. NPR One is on your app store. Check it out.
Que la vida nos empezó a separar, la sí. Vida, la vida como tal, ¿sabes? Hemos chismeado cantidad aquí.
Pobre, pobre Félix, acá dos nosotras
mujeres, dos mujeres
insultando
sabes,
a los hombres y Félix ahí callado.
Pobre.
Hey guys, can we start the show?
We've been bad-mouthing guys over here.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
sitting there quietly.
Yeah.
I think that it's... I think we should just go ahead. I'm going to stay out of that conversation. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz.
And we are in the studio with a very, very special guest from Cuba by way of New Orleans and Los Angeles and everywhere else this week. This is Daimé Arocena.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
She's been on a short tour of the United States, and she stopped here in Washington, D.C., and we're extremely glad to have her. Okay, we're going to start with one of your songs.
This one that I am listening now. Ay, sin empezar. It's about my crazy love histories, you know?
Just what you guys were talking about. Daimé Arocena with the song Sin Empezar, and she's with us in the studio today. You are on a very short tour of the United States right now.
Yeah.
It comes at the time when it's a very interesting time between the relations and the history of the United States and Cuba.
Is it just crazy to see what's happening right now with the U.S. and Cuba? Is it something that you never thought would have happened?
Maybe not that quickly, but, you know, yeah, I knew it. The good thing is that Cuba is still kind of pure. I love that. But anyway, we need internet and we need we need to be part of the world too in the 2016 for sure. In Cuba, we have a lot of problems, but we survive. We survive. We don't cry. We fight. And that's the same feeling that I get here in the U.S. People are not crying everywhere. Like, we don't have, we don't have. No, no, no. We don't have, but we fight to get it. So that's why I love U.S. And I feel this nice connection with Cuba, too. So for me, it's like a mirror.
Everyone seems really excited. Some people are also worried about what it means for the future of Cuba. What do you think? Are people worried? Are they excited?
In Cuba?
Yeah, about what this means.
We are waiting for that. We are so excited. We are pretty excited. Trust me. We are a country of good people, always with the energy to be able for all the change, you know, all the new stuff. We are missing that. We are missing to be part of the industries, to be part of everything. So everyone is waiting for that big change. You know, sometimes we are kind of crazy because the change is not going to be like this. You know, I hope that it's going to go slowly. But anyway, people are like so excited about a new time in Cuba.
And one of the things that people are excited about is to be able to be exposed to Cuban artists, Cuban music.
In Cuba, you get musicians, like phenomenal musicians, every corner. And I think all we need is to be in the eyes of everywhere. Because the people are still in the, you know, in the 50s with Buena Vista Social Club and everything.
Yeah.
We have 50 years more than that, 50 years creating, 50 years composing, 15 years singing, playing. When you arrive in Cuba, you see an island that is like a treasure. The treasure of the culture, of the music, you know, of the freedom about creating. Because that's a good point about Cuba. We don't have musical industry, so we are still kind of pure about creating. We just create because we like to do music in the good way. And you feel the music from the soul more than from, you know, this economic stuff, how I sell this song, how you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
The music is spiritual, it's from the soul. So, you know, I just hope with this new moment that Cuba is living, all the great musicians that we have everywhere get the opportunity to being around the world, showing what we have inside. So thanks, Obama.
Okay, we also can't wait to hear all those amazing Cuban musicians. But you brought in some music for your guest DJ playlist from the U.S. So let's hear a song, and then we can talk about Cuba and music from the United States. What's up first?
When the people ask me about a song that I really love, I always said the same one. Because it was the first song that got me love about jazz. In name is I Put a Spell on You by Nina Simone.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know it's close to me.
I put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Nina Simone, I put a spell on you. I think that's one of the things that if we can try to, a myth that we can try to dispel here on the show and in general, the idea that because of the economic and financial blockade between the United States and Cuba, you guys heard American music all the time.
Yes.
Right?
Even when it was prohibited, we didn't care about it. I mean, I didn't get that moment because I wasn't born, but I know that at one moment, you know, in the 60s, in the 70s, it was prohibited to listen music from the Yankees, you know.
Yeah.
But people referred to get in jail, you know. I know people that they were so in love about American music and they were playing American music and they got in jail just to listen American music.
What you're talking about music being prohibited, Yankee music.
Yeah.
Like that happened in a lot of Latin America.
Yeah.
And one of the things that didn't understand is that a lot of music in the U.S., mm-hmm. was actually very subversive, and it was protesting, and it was talking about racism and classism, yeah. and yeah. all these issues. And I'm wondering if there was something that clicked for you, as not just as a Cuban woman, as a Black Cuban woman. I mean, what was going on when you guys were hearing this?
For example, in this case, in this specific case of Nina Simone, I'm in love with her. Because she used to sing her songs, the songs that she wrote, because those songs are explaining what she was living in her moment. And that's why I feel that connection with her. I mean, I really like Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday. But in Nina's case, she was honest with herself. And I love musicians when they are playing the things that they are feeling inside, you know, they are creating, they are putting in the paper because those are things that they are living in the moment. So I think maybe that's the way that I started to fall in love about American music too. Because when someone is singing something that is coming from their soul, you know, from the soul, from all the feelings that you have inside, for all your sadness or your happiness, or that's a taste that you cannot compare with anything else. And you know, for me, it's like my food. This is all I need.
Let's move on to another song. And what else did you bring, and what does it mean to you?
This is someone that I'm pretty sure if we were living in the same time, we were enemies for sure.
Oh, I think I know who you're going to say.
Let me see. You never know what she's going to do, but I don't know why in this time that I am living now, every single time that I listen to her music, I get escalofrios. How do you say
goosebumps.
That? Goosebumps.
Who's the artist?
The artist is La Lupe.
I knew it! I knew it! I knew it!
And this is one of the songs that I love from her. Her name is La Reina.
Sabía que ibas a decir
La Lupe.
Repica suave negro en el tambor. Quechuito dar un gol. Timbal. Y la reina va a cantar, la yiyiyi va a soñar, que se ha formado ya el gran trombón, ya.
¡Ah!
Le pica suave negro en el tambor, que chuito dar un golpe en el timbal. Va formado ya el gran rumbo.
Been more of Celia's friend, porque era como
yeah, Celia or Guadalupe. Yes, yeah, Celia, she was a good soul, someone that I didn't get the opportunity to meet her, but I think that that's an egun and spirit, you know, a spirit that I am gonna have close to me always. She is someone really special, Celia Cruz.
Do you want to hear a song from her?
Yeah, maybe Vieja Luna. Celia era una reina. Era una reina, pero una reina de corazón. Una mujer linda, ¿sabes? Y la Lupe era una bruja. Una hechicera.
Quiero escaparme con la vieja luna. En el momento en que la noche muere, cuando se asoma la sonrisa blanca, en la mañana de mi adversidad. Revivir la noche, porque la vieja luna volverá ella. Es quien sabe dónde está mi amor, ella sabe si es que lo perdí. Vieja luna que la noche va. Es que lo perdí,
What's next? What did you bring?
So now I was feeling, because one of my favorite composers in the world in all the times is Tom Jojovim from Brazil.
Sí. Yeah.
So any of his songs for me is kind of, I cry like crazy with all of his songs. I got in love about Brazilian music and about Portuguese with his songs. So you can play any of the songs of him that I am gonna die for sure. But you know, always you get like your special ones. I used to sing a lot like Wave when I was working in Cuba, like a lot. I used to sing Wave. Yeah, Wave is a good one.
Take a break from Dime's playlist to remind you to check out NPR One. You can find this podcast, many others, lots of great stuff from public radio at NPR One. You can download it on your app store. Now back to the great music.
Feel that vibe, you know.
You don't have to understand the lyrics.
You don't have to understand anything. No. It is taking you, it's moving you, you know. I mean, I don't know how to explain that feeling.
Is there any music that, you know, you don't understand?
For me, music is about also, for me, language is about music. And I don't know why, being honest.
We're in the studio with Daime Arocena, who's visiting us from Cuba, and we're going to have... Okay, let's do two more songs.
Uh-huh.
Which one do you want to do next?
You know, one of my favorite contemporary musicians in the world is the Cuban soul, body, and everything, Pancho Céspedes. I love Pancho Céspedes. When I have stuck in my body sad feelings, I just have to play him and everything goes out. So, but one of my favorite songs for him is Dicen. I'm gonna sing that song for my future husband.
Thank you.
dicen que bailas en las noches, dicen que tienes los colores del amor, dicen eres la fantasía, dicen que yo busco tu boca cuando ríes y no nos separemos cuando miren tanto amor. Dicen que miras primaveras, dicen que acaba mi nostalgia con tu voz, dicen que te envidian las flores como al sol, dicen que puedes darme todo lo que existe, o por lo menos todo lo que dices, que es casi lo que sueño yo. Dicen que eres tú mi gran amor.
That's all we need to fall in love of. That moment when he said, dicen que puedes darme todo lo que existe, o por lo menos todo lo que dices, que es casi, casi lo que sueño yo. That's too much. I mean, ah, man, you don't need anymore to fall in love. Pancho, I love you, man.
So tell me a little about yourself, because I feel like your music, you're really different than what I thought you would be in person.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I feel like your music is, correct me if I'm wrong, it's very soulful and there's a melancholy to it. Mm-hmm. And there's like a, even when it's happy, it feels very holy almost, yeah. Like sacred.
Yeah.
And you are so much fun and like, you know, and loud and yeah. Somebody I would probably want to go get a drink with. So what's up with those two personas?
That's a quite a good question. I don't know. In this kind of musician life, you know, you can get any kind of experience. You can meet any kind of persons. You have to fight first with yourself and second with the life to win. So all I got to win in my own war is to laugh always, to have a good smile for all the situations that I get, cuz you know I'm pretty young still, if I start now, my crazy life, like to taking it serious in the serious way, I'm gonna be the most arrogant and complicated lady when I get 40. And I don't want that. I want beautiful boys around me when I, you know, when I been 40 or 50. I mean, I want to keep my young soul forever, if it's possible. Because the body is not possible, but my soul, I wanted to keep it young. So my saint said to me, Oshun, she said to me, I gave you the voice, your voice, and your laugh, and your honey. You have three things of mine. Your voice, to sing, to talk, to everything. Your laugh. You're gonna find all these solutions that you are looking for just laughing. And honey. Honey to get sweet everything, to make better everything. You know, you can put honey in your body and all the problems are gonna fall down. Because, you know, honey is like halosa.
Slippery.
It's slippery. So put honey in your body, put honey in your voice, put honey everywhere. Make sweet everything and you're gonna win. So that's all I tried. She said that and I'm trying.
That is a great place to end the interview. That perspective. Thank you, Daimea.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. What song should we finish on?
What song do you want to finish?
We need something. Stuck is the combination between my life, my soul, and my music. Because Stuck is saying something simple. You got me in your power. I can't decide which way I'm stuck. So that's me. Always in love with everyone. I always fall in love. And I always get stuck. But even when I am sad, even when I don't know which way to take, I'm happy. You know, I enjoy that.
Continued success. And,
thank you.
We can't wait to see you back here in the United States. And maybe someday we'll see you in Havana.
I hope so. And you can stay in my house, guys.
I'd love that.
I live alone.
I think we have a trip to Cuba.
Yeah.
We'll do something. We want to remind you that you can hear all the songs on Daimea's playlist today at our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
And just keep an eye out for music from Daimea. You can find it here in the United States. And then there's going to be new stuff coming out soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice. Thank you, NPR.
This was a lot of fun. Thank you.
My pleasure.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. I'm very happy, Jasmine Garst.
And this has been Alt Latino.
Nice.
Esta canción me encanta.
Está rica, ¿eh? Está
rica. Es como muy disco.
Sí, sí.
Do that again.
And stop.
I esta es la mejora.